precious listen, building.
You are more than the air.
Listen, close to my heart.
I see her face and notice she sees. Your reflection is more than you see. You are more than a phenom, lasting essence longer than eons in the plateau that we on.
Welcome to the Poetic Properties Podcast. I am your host, Complex, the poet, author, and entrepreneur. Amongst all those things, first, I'm a black man and father. Today's episode is kind of difficult for me because it's going to touch on a subject that I I'm going through, and two, I don't hear a lot of people talking about. But before I get into that, I just want to just give a little bit of intro. It took me a while to start this podcast because I found myself inadvertently mimicking the podcast that I listen to. Not so much as the words that I was saying, because I was speaking and wanting to speak the words from myself, but I found myself attempting to deliver it like the people that I listen to. So I had to scratch that, and I had to just be honest with myself. You know, it's my first episode, and I just have to be real and speak on the things that involve me, the things that I feel that I help others, and not so much worry about what people think of it, in a sense, because I feel like the words that I have, the point of views that I have, they can help someone. But also I feel like with this platform that I'm beginning to create, I'll be speaking on issues that don't often come up from this perspective. Again, I'm a father of six. I have four boys and I have two girls, one that is not here any longer. She passed away December 24th of 2019. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about today, is picking up the pieces after the loss of a child from the male perspective. We're raised to be so strong, and we're raised to be protectors and providers, and stereotypically we're not meant to be emotional. And I think that has plagued us as men, because everything that results, everything involving children, everything involving pain, is just like the man is just supposed to be strong and not cry and, you know, just move on and be strong for your family and stuff like that. And a lot of people are suffering because no one wants to hear them. Or if a man does show emotions, he's soft and men ain't supposed to cry and all this. And I'm just here to just speak from the perspective of a man who's going through the loss of a child, who is extremely depressed, who's had to, you know, go to therapy and, you know, be on meds for it. You know, depression is a real thing, and losing a child is not just from a female perspective. So it's a very difficult topic, because I don't want to take anything from the pain that a woman goes through in losing a child as well. But there's many platforms, there's many groups, there's many people advocating for the women, and the men are suffering as well. And a lot of times we can't show our partner that we're suffering as well, because it'll be a selfish thing, because people say, oh, well, you don't have the connection that the mom had, because the baby group was growing inside of the mom. So, you know, you're just losing the emotional part because you never got to connect. Or, you know, you don't understand the pain of a woman giving birth, so why should you feel this and feel that? And that's completely incorrect. And I'm not trying to create a divide between the two. I just want to be a good advocate for the men that are out there suffering with nowhere to go and no way to talk about it without feeling belittled for being emotional. I had to take time off work for that. Like, when the whole thing happened, like, it happened so fast, like, everything was just moving along. The circumstances were not good circumstances, but it was a life involved. And as a man, for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to do everything that I can to do my part of the situation. So I kept trying to be strong and trying to be strong. It's like, all right, it is what it is. And then I got a call. And if you know me, fathering is my best attribute to life. So I get a call. Hey, I'm sorry, but. And I can hear it in the doctor's voice what the but was. And I had to be strong because men aren't supposed to cry. We're supposed to hold strong. But how do I comfort my daughter's mom and also have room to deal with the emotions of the situation myself? And I couldn't. I had to, as the man, because that's what we're taught. As the man, I had to man up and face it and make sure she was good. And I was okay with that. I was holding up. Everything was fine. And I'm just going to paint the picture for you because I never knew it was this bad. I never knew the whole, like, I've seen death before. But until you've lost a child, my God. So I remember I finished talking to the doctor. Then I was like, all right, cool. I tried to hold it together. I didn't want to tell my other kids because I just felt like it was too much. I wanted to get to the situation, assess it, and then figure out how I would tell the other kids what had happened. Without that information, I couldn't do that. So got on a plane, got to the hospital, and the nurse took me out and was like, hey, whenever you're ready, we can bring her in to you. And I'm like, bring, like, huh? Like I wasn't, like, I'm like, all right, cool. When I had talked to the previous doctor that said, oh, the baby was a preemie, she didn't make it, et cetera. And I was just like, oh, okay. Now, it's me as an adult that's wrong for the misunderstanding of preemie. In my mind, preemie is not fully developed and, you know, with the translucent skin and the tubes in the nose and, you know, the features not fully formed. And my mind, I could have rationalized that, right? And so still, I'm being strong because I'm the man. I have to protect. I have to get the information. I have to assess it. I have to just make sure everything is good, regardless of what the situation, how the situation came about, right? So I'm sitting there. I bring the baby in. And I'm strong. And I look inside the bassinet. They have her in this bassinet with like this cooling thing under it because she's dead. And I look in and I see her, and every ounce of strength that I had in that moment had fallen. Because she looked identical to her sister. She looked identical to my youngest son. Identical. And as soon as I saw her, it was like the Matrix, just pictures of things that I would miss. Just never seeing her be married, never getting her to kindergarten. Like, I'm not a social media person like that, but when I see certain things and the fathers get to do this, they get to do their daughter's hair, and you know, they get to do the silly dance and stuff. I won't see that. But I'm the man. I can't think that right now. And so I sat and I cried a little bit. I stopped, cried a little bit more, but for the most part, I had to hold it together because I didn't have the connection with the baby. The baby didn't grow inside of me. There needs to be a different way for a man to be able to process, to be able to go through. We suffer too. For me, it's, I failed in three situations. I failed not being able to do the one thing that I'm supposed to do for my kids, which is protect them from harm. I understand I'm not God, I'm not the universe, I'm not a doctor, but for me, because how I'm raised, I'm the protector, I'm the provider, so I have to make sure that everything is okay, and it's not, but I have no answers as to why it's not. So I failed there. So then, as a man, regardless of the situation, now I have failed my baby mom. Because typically, how I am, I get all the information of what the situation is so that I can advocate for her. You know, because they medicate the women, they do all this stuff, especially if they don't see someone there to watch. I've seen it when the doctors assume that you're a non-involved male, how they treat the woman that's pregnant. I've seen it with my oldest. So now I failed as a man because I can't protect none of them. At least that's what my mind says. So you spiral out of control emotionally. You spiral out mentally. For me, parenting is the one thing that I am not flawed with. That is the one flaw that I don't have. Anyone who knows me know that parenting is the thing that I cherish the most. So what do I do when I lose a child? How do I cope? Because I have to protect the feelings, and I have to make sure that my daughter's mom is okay, right? I don't have time for that. And people men were so literal that we'll just suffer if it means that our person is good. And that's not a healthy thing. So the reality of it is that, yes, women do have the connection. They do. They have the pain. They have the discomfort. They have the ups, they have the downs, essentially by themselves as they're growing the baby. But the father's connection to his kid is very strong when it's a person like me, a person who loves kids, a person who do anything for their kids. I look at men in how we don't have no support in this area. I couldn't find a group that specifically said fathers of what they call angel babies. It's either a mother's group or a couple's group. And it's certain things that we as men, we can't say is our feelings in front of our partner or in front of others because it seems selfish. I didn't really get a chance to feel until months later. And I cried and I cried and I cried and had to go to the doctor, severely depressed, not being able to do certain things. But I have my other kids living with me. So yet again, I can't break down. I can't lose focus. I can't worry and cry about the daughter that I lost because I have kids living with me that have to eat dinner and have to get to school and have to get to the doctor. So then here comes months and months of therapy, daily medication, and still not a way to fully express the pain and the suffering that someone goes through mentally, because I'm a man and I'm not supposed to cry, and I'm supposed to be strong, and I'm supposed to just do all these things, but I can't cry. I'm silent because I'm kind of, it's more than a getting emotional thing. It's more of a, why is there no, like why do I have to be so strong? Like, why is it looked at as such a bad thing to show emotion? I want to express my feelings. And I don't want it to take away from my masculinity. I want to be able to be hurt over such a loss without it looking like I'm taking away from the female counterpart. Because for me, I care more about my partner than myself anyways. But when I need to, society says, don't do that. No, suck it up. And I think this is why we as men are the way that we are. We're taught to be strong. We're taught to not break. And there's so much stuff that goes on in the world that we have to be these tough, aggressive, strong men. But it's so much stuff that happens to us that no one sees that we need to be able to release it. Or not able to. That's a difficult life. Like, I lost a kid. People are like, you all right? Oh, yeah, you're going to get through it. And it's like, huh? I will never get over losing a child. The years will pass and maybe the pain will decrease as time moves on. But my new normal is that I lost a child. Period. There is a void that I feel forever. I could be playing with my kids and something could be happening and I just get sad. Even when we're doing happy stuff. And this is another dilemma. Kids will be playing on the PlayStation. And it'll be like that. I'll feel my daughter missing. I feel that energy, like, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be crying, and you're supposed to be getting a diaper change, and you're supposed to be eating every 4 hours. But I can't do that. I can't tell no one, yeah, I'm sad. Yeah, I cried almost every day. I can't do that. And that has to change. And I'm not the only one that probably thinks like that, but I'm going to speak up for just being able to be who we are. Just being able to be, if you're hurt, be hurt. And I'm not saying sulking. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you how to be hurt. Because that's the issue now, is that we've been told how to hurt. We've been told how to grieve. We've been told how to behave in a way that is binding. Like, this is emotional bondage that it's to a point to where I would just close all the blinds, sit in the dark, and not say anything to anybody rather than say, yo, I'm hurt. Yo, you know, this is breaking me down. And I feel like we as a society, we have to open up avenues where men could be vulnerable without being chastised. Men could also be nurturers without being looked down on. It's a frustrating life that we have already as is with everything else that goes on in the world. And the only time that we're offered to be emotional is never. Like, really let that sink in. There, like the stereotype is that men in general cannot be emotional. And the moment you're emotional, you're considered a bitch. The moment you're emotional, you're considered soft. And it's like, being tough your entire life, it's a horrible feeling. It is. You lose so much time. You ruin your mental. Like, you... It's a shame how hurt some men get, and how afraid they are to express it out of fear of being judged. I'm a father of an angel baby, my sixth child, and the craziest thing is since I can remember, six was my favorite number. And that changed my life. It really did. It really opened my eyes to just life in general. And I tell people today, you know, my daughter didn't have a second on earth. She was removed from the womb, already deceased. She didn't have a second. And I've had 37 years of time that I took for granted. So I promised my baby that I wouldn't waste another ounce of time. And I tell people, losing her life made me value time. And for that, every single thing that I said I was going to do and kept holding off on, I started to do. I want you guys to understand that from a male's perspective, give us room to hurt. And give us room to express emotion. It doesn't take away from our protection of you. It doesn't take away from our strength. If anything, it makes us stronger when we are able to fully express our emotions properly. A lot of times there's lashing out for males. A lot of times it's aggression. A lot of times it's so many other things other than the real emotion of sadness and hurt and vulnerability and humility, because society says we can't say we're hurt. And I'm trying to change that. Thank you. I know it seemed like this was a sermon, and that's not what my intent is at all. But I just wanted to speak from perspective and just be able to hopefully make a point of, it's okay to allow us to hurt, but in a way that is healthy, right? Because losing a child, I'm depressed, I'm hurt, I'm bothered. I have that feeling in me like, I hear so many women say they feel cheated when they have to have hysterectomies and or when they have complications with pregnancies and stuff like that, and then they find out they can't have kids and the doctors are saying this and that, and they often say, you know, I'm just not done having kids, and they have that yearning for that kid and the stress that it caused knowing that it may never happen. I understand that now because I have that feeling. I have that thought, like, man, like, not even to replace my daughter, but just to, like, it's just a feeling that's there. Like, it's just missing. I don't know. I hope that one day we'll be able to express what we feel peacefully. We'll be able to be able to get some help. We'll be able to grow, you know, picking up the pieces after something like this from it being such a painful thing, like picking up the pieces and moving on. So it's like, it took me months to get my mind even halfway okay. I still, you know, because I have her urn up in my room, I still look at that and I still trip out. Like, I can't believe that my baby has passed away. But I still have to work. I still have to, you know, do the things that make me happy. I don't think that she would want, you know, I don't think anybody would want someone to suffer so much that they just completely stop what they're doing. And I did that for a minute because I'm hurt. I'm devastated. Some days are good. Some days are bad. But it's just a day by day. I send my love out there to all the parents of angel babies, all the parents of miscarriages and I never know how to pronounce it. The ectopic pregnancies, the stillborns, the ones that are passed in the womb, the one that make it a few seconds out, the ones that make it a few months. I send my love to you. I know your pain, but I especially send my love to those men who are suffering and are depressed and are still strong enough to make sure that your partner is okay, that are still strong enough to make sure that your other kids are okay, making sure that you are still running your household and make sure that you are still, you know, making life fun for your partner and for your family. I commend you all and have the utmost respect for you. Cry if you need to, scream if you have to, but just know it's going to be all right. And thank y'all for tuning in to Poetic Properties Podcast.